I'm Glenn Parfitt, sitting in this week for Susan Woods, and this is Remember When. That song that we came into was Best I Can, originally played or recorded by a band, Rush, and played by our guests today in the studio, Ken Sherwood and Jack Jaslowicki from the band Telstar. These are studio recordings of theirs from 1977. They brought along with us today.
They were in a studio, but they weren't studio recordings.
Exactly. We'll be specific on that. So this was rehearsal studio recordings. For you to listen to and, of course, to study and to play back on. We've been talking today about a variety of things, primarily Victoria's Rock and Roll Music Hall of Fame inductees that are being inducted in this year to the Hall of Fame. And again, that's September 17th at Darcy's Pub. Festivities get underway about 11:30 a.m. And we'll be finished off. Well, actually, the doors open 11:30, festivities at 1, and we'll be finishing off at about 4 that afternoon. We've got our information that we'd sent out in a survey to 100 local musicians who are on the website, who have played music here between the years 1956 and 1985. And we asked them all a series of questions, and they gave us the answer. They've already told us that Club Tango was the favorite venue to play at and go see a band at. And this was the Oak Bay version. Between the years 1956 and 1965, that was the favorite venue. Now, another question that we asked local musicians, we're asking them this year to vote on their peers, and we asked them what band most influenced Victoria's contemporary rock and roll music scene from the 1950s. Now, last year's inductees was Victoria's original rock and roll band, the Pharaohs. So we had a look at some other bands from the 1950s that were most popular based on requests of information from the website www.rcmpsite.com, RCMP short for Royal City Music Project. And the band being inducted into the Victoria Rock and Roll Music Hall of Fame for 2006, 1950s band The Apaches. So we welcome them to the Hall of Fame this year. Now, three of the Apaches are already in the Hall of Fame: Terry Budd, Rich England, and Art Horseman from their inductee ceremony last year as members of the Pharaohs. So this year we will be inducting Victoria's First Lady of Rock and Roll, B.J. Cook, Barry Jackson, Dwayne Cameron, Gord Davies, Wayne Budd, and Wes Chambers. Welcome them all to Victoria's Rock and Roll Music Hall of Fame for 2006. And I want to thank all the musicians again for everybody that voted for this year's band, and now we're going to go on to what musician most influenced Victoria's contemporary rock and roll music scene from the 1950s, and there were a few. Again, the Pharaohs went in last year, and many of those players were touted by a lot of the locals as being the most influential in their mind, but there were other musicians as well too. And this year we are going to expand it a little bit more. So rather than have an individual musician, we are going to have two individual musicians this year who are going to go in, because these two gentlemen both were major influences in Victoria's contemporary rock and roll music scene in the 1950s. Jim Smith, who started his career in 1956, who emulating other artists and went on to play in a variety of different bands locally and his own solo artist or solo career. Jim was on our show last week. Congratulations to you, Jim. And also Norm Winquist, guitarist the country rambler Norm Winquist. For those of you not familiar with Norm, any guitar player of any note who played in the 50s or in the 60s and needed to be shown how to play, Norm Winquist was the person who guided so many young musicians through teachings of music, showing them how to play properly, how to pick, how to play scales. And although Norm was not a rock and roller himself, his patience and tutelage with young musicians is renowned by anyone who spent any time with him. So congratulations to Norm and to Jim both. This year's nominees and inductees into Victoria Rock and Roll Music Hall of Fame. So it's going to be a lot of excitement September 10th.
Congratulations to all of them. They're deserving.
Yeah, well, they're great players, and thanks to you, the musicians at large, who took the time to vote for your peers. This becomes an annual event. We're a reminder to everybody, this is not a competition. This is a celebration of what we are as a music culture. Last year, Victoria was nominated as the Cultural Capital of Canada, and Victoria's music history is a big part of our culture here. So everybody that's all part of this, we thank you all very much, and thank you all for your support. So that's it, guys. The cat's out of the bag, and the tickets go on sale tomorrow. It's going to be a big event. For someone like you, Ken, when we started all this, what was the biggest thing to you that you've seen happen through this whole Royal City Music Project, your own sort of personal favorite benefit that's come out of this?
Well, it's like I said before, I think that getting people back together again is the main thing. And it's like, and it's not just the musicians, just people in general. When we went to the clubs, like the Bacchanalia or the Surfside, there was a definite clientele. Those people went there all the time. And so it was nice to see them come back. They want to see that type of music, and they want to experience it all over again. And so do I. That's why what I think is come out of this is that everybody's having a really good time and getting back together.
And for you, Jack, what are your sort of favorite parts of all this you've had a chance to see? You've even been featured in some of the videos yourself. So what's your sort of overall opinion and view of what we've done here?
Well, just to be able to log on to the website and just browse through all those pictures and see all those old faces, it just the flood of memories.
Hear some of the music, too.
Yeah, and hear some of the music, you know, and I've been in contact with a few of these people now because of the site. And, you know, it's just a wonderful inspiration, I think. You know, it's a lot of people are pulling those drum sets out of the closets and stuff like that, and you know, and they're doing their thing again, and you know, it's just a celebration of music and its history, and it's a great
thing.
And
with no competition. That's the nice thing. It's just for the sheer fun of it.
Yeah, because I know in earlier years there was all these battle of the bands, and it almost seemed like you know, growing up for a few of the decades, certainly the 60s and the 70s, that this whole music scene was almost adversarial, whereas now it's come much together. I've got an email question here on the line from Bill. Bill was asking the question for Jack, and he said, Jack, you're supposed to tell him a favorite memory of playing at the Bacchanalia.
A favorite memory of playing at the Bacchanalia.
Can you remember that, Jack?
I can well, you know, mind you, I was underage there, so I wasn't allowed to browse the club freewheeling at that point.
We had to keep them in behind the
stage.
That's
right.
But there was a certain moment there, or a certain performance, or a certain night, or anything that I guess is what Bill's looking for.
Ron, right, and his long blonde hair, right? And, he's the guy running the show here, and... you know, I remember the first time I saw Earthbound was there, and they're a phenomenal band at the time.
I remember one night we broke Stonebolt's liquor record.
Oh, that's right.
Stonebolt was a band from Vancouver, and this was our competition. Bands that played in the clubs here had to at least play as good as a Vancouver band just to get in the club. And so this is one reason that we, you know, tried to have all the gimmicks, everything that you needed to play in a club.
It certainly raises the level of play for you guys, and raises your game as far as that's your competition.
Sure. Yeah. We just had lots and lots of energy, you know. We were the masters of the power ending.
Yeah, sure, yeah. Everybody liked our endings, and so did we.
Well, certainly a lot of fun and a lot of great memories from the 70s today on our show with Jack Jazz Lewicki. You can visit Jack's website at jackjazz.com, see what he's up to these days and more about what he's doing. And also our thanks to Ken Sherwood for coming in today. Ken, co-founder of the Royal City Music Project, one of the three of us who began all this, myself, Ken, and Ross Demude. Have had so much fun and just have really appreciated all the support and great.
Thank you to everybody who's supporting. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because without your support and without the support of the different companies that sponsor us, this would not continue. And we're looking forward to the future. We plan on keep doing this for many more years. We also have some other projects that have captured our culture from the 60s and 70s are going to be coming out over the next year or so. So look for those to be popping up. And if you think you've seen the last of old pictures and memories of Victoria, not even close. We've got some stuff we're going to pull out of our hat here pretty quick. That's it for today. You can join Susan Woods next Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock for Remember When. The show is sponsored by the Maritime Museum of British Columbia. I want to thank my producer today, Adam Sterling, for all his help and all the music. And I'm Glenn Parfitt. Thanks for listening, and goodbye for now. Goodbye.